You're tuned to WQCS in HD1. I'm Kenrick Thomas. While our fellow Americans are competing in the Olympics, there's one person that's competing, but not for a gold medal. It's a chance for a spot in the Guinness Book of World Records. You might see him at InGear Fitness, a gym in Stuart, with one room for personal training and another room for weightlifting. You might notice a 6-foot-tall individual attempting to jump on a red metal table stacked with 8 barbell weights that come up to his chin area. But before his attempt, he gets mentally prepared while the music is playing in the background. That's Eric Kester, a 6-foot-tall, 26-year-old personal trainer who's sporting an Armour t-shirt and gym shorts. He's attempting to break the box jump world record, which is at 58 inches. But right now, he's up to 55 inches. He won't receive a trophy or even a gold medal. But in Kester's world, breaking this record is just as important.
People set goals to, like, you know, graduate college, get their degree, or get this job, you know, career, their life career. This is like one of those goals where, like, hey, this is going to be my landmark.
This all came about with Kester and his two coaches, Chris Wiesall and John Spillane, kidding around in a gym. And now Kester predicts this 58-inch goal will be accomplished before the year is over.
Another 4 or 5 months, we'll see what happens. I've definitely been able to do 56 inches before, one try. You know, seeing that, I expect I should be able to get higher.
Before he starts his routine to practice breaking the box jump world record, Kester gives us a little walkthrough of his daily exercise that keeps him in tip-top shape in order for this goal to be accomplished.
So what I'm doing is literally just pulling my feet off the ground as fast as I can and landing on the box. That strengthens, to me, specifically just the box jump, because of how the quickness you need to bring your knees up to land on the box. So this is what this strengthens. It's where you're on your knees, literally, and then you pop up off the ground and land on your feet. So basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to grab this barbell here. There's only 90 pounds on it right now, just to give an example. Pull the weight off the ground from a squatting position with my arms on the bar, and I just rip the weight up above my head and catch it into kind of like a squatting position. After 3 weeks of doing that, of 5 sets of 12, then I'll hit another 3 weeks of strength week. And that's where I do 5 sets of 5, typically the same exercises. After those 3 weeks, the next 2 weeks is power and speed.
Chris Wiesall is one out of the two who's been coaching Eric throughout this journey. Wiesall has on his trademark backwards baseball cap and glasses, and he keeps the 8-stack barbell weight steady while Eric jumps, in case they were to fall over when he lands.
Us being trainers, it's so awesome to have a goal each and every day and not just go through the same rhythm, the same motions every day.
John Spillane is the other personal trainer for Kester. He's tall and stocky and normally stands behind Kester to catch him if he misses a jump. He explains what needs to be done to be successful at this attempt.
Implicating power movements and muscular endurance training and stuff like that has really helped him out.
When Kester feels he's ready to break the box jump world record, they will have a representative from the Guinness Book of World Records to record his attempt. For 88.9 FM, I'm Kenrick Thomas.